Fakes the handoff. Back to the goal line. Wants to throw it. And he's hit. And he's sacked at the 5-yard line by Brett Kiesel.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Steelers by Position. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. We already went over quarterbacks. Let's talk about the D-line. Now, a lot of guys to go through here, but let's just look at the stats, and we'll kind of start from the top and work our way down. Just taking a look, obviously, I don't think we needed this to know. Cam Hayward had a very successful season stepping up, and let's talk about him and Steve McClendon at the same time labs, and I think it's fair to say Hayward way more successful than Steve.
Yeah, I mean, Cam Hayward had a breakout season. I mean, this guy is going to be a force, I believe, for this team on the defensive line. I also think he's going to be a presence for this team, both on the field during games and in the locker room, you know, during the week. So Cam Hayward definitely stepped up more than anyone else, maybe on the entire defensive side of the ball. Definitely had the best season of any of the defensive linemen. Steve McClendon, you know, I just don't know if nose tackle is the best position for him. I'm not saying he can't play nose tackle or that he is a detriment to the team at nose tackle, but as Mike and I remember, there was a guy here named Kimo von Olhoffen who stepped in and played nose tackle, but when the Steelers then really took the next step as a defense, he was moved to defensive end.
You know, before the season started, there was almost, or so it seemed, universal endorsement of Steve McClendon as a guy who could take over for Casey Hampton. There was a lot of positive buzz about upside. And what does upside mean?
You haven't done it yet.
Thank you. I think there's still confidence that this guy's going to be a good football player. But as you said, where and when and how soon? Cam Hayward, I may have mentioned this on one of our should-be award-winning Steelers.com live programs previously, that we've already had a chat about his post-game quotes, because those need to pick up for a player that is soon to embrace the star status that this guy is going to embrace.
All right, let's talk about the free agents on the D-line labs. Which one would you say would be the biggest loss if they weren't back next season?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to go with Brett Kiesel. I mean, he just means so much to this organization. This is a guy who was born to play football and play it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I understand, you know, he will be an unrestricted free agent. I understand his age. I understand that he has missed some games recently, you know, with some injuries. I understand he's not what he used to be, who among us are. But Brett Kiesel, to me, if in fact this is the end of his Steelers career, 2013, to me, he will be missed, and the decision to terminate that relationship, I don't think is an easy one to make.
I'm going to go with Ziggy Hood if you ask who would be missed the most, just because I think Ziggy Hood is a guy, you know, he's been here and probably hasn't played statistically to where you'd want to see a first-round draft pick play to in normal circumstances. But defensive line is kind of a unique position for the Steelers in that it's not necessarily judged by numbers individually and collectively. It's judged by the success of the entire defense. And I think Ziggy Hood's a guy who's played a lot of football for this team. He can play a lot more, and you've spent a lot of time developing, training, and going through the rough spots with Ziggy Hood. I think he's starting to get it, and I'd like to see where he can continue to go in a Steeler uniform.
All right, quickly before we get out of here, let's talk about the other members of the D-line that we have not yet. Nick Williams, Hebron Fangupo, and Brian Arnfelt. Not a lot that we saw from these guys this season, but Labs, who did you see positives from that you think can build for 2014?
Well, I saw, you know, Brian Arnfelt is a guy who is always working after practice, hitting that dummy sled, you know, working on his feet, working on his hands. And I mentioned to someone on the coaching staff, boy, that Chris Hoke used to do that a lot, and the guy said to me, yes, and this guy has a little bit more raw talent than Chris Hoke does. Brian Arnfelt could be interesting. Fangupo, maybe he's the nose tackle. Maybe he, you know, he looks more like Casey Hampton. Maybe he's the nose tackle moving forward.
You know, Arnfelt was athletic enough. He got couple of brief appearances on the active roster at the end of the season, and part of what he did was cover kickoffs.
Right.
So there's something there in terms of a run hit guy.
Yeah, and one last quick thing on Nick Williams. You know, the Steelers drafted him in the seventh round out last year's draft as a guy, a big guy who can run. They've had some success with those kind of people, Brett Kiesel being an example of them. So the jury's still out on Nick Williams. We really don't have any idea what he may or may not be. But, you know, big guys who can run. Steelers have had some success turning them into players.
All right, that's our recap of the D-line pre-free agency. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.